When someone says internet governance and that ICANN is debate about internet governance, what does that mean to you?
Well, governance essentially is the, I would classify it or define it as the action of overseeing and managing and having final decision-making power over a particular activity.
And under that definition, would ICANN be a form of internet governance?
Yes, because it has final authority.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that formal governance structure is necessary for the internet? I know you talked about minimal regulation, allowing the internet to reach its full potential without overly regulating it, and I was wondering if you thought that formal governance structure, whether or not that the ICANN is necessary.
Well, I guess my first question, I have a question for you before I can answer that one. Mm-hmm. What do you consider formal? Do you consider ICANN formal?
I don't want to turn the question back on you, but I guess I'd like to work with your definition.
Okay.
So would you consider ICANN a formal governance structure?
I would consider it a hybrid.
Okay.
I would consider a formal internet governance structure to be a treaty-based organization.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like WIPO. That would essentially, it would have all the countries would agree to it, it would have a charter, it would have structure. That, to me, would be a true formal internet governance structure. ICANN is a very interesting creature. And it was created, it really looked like, out of a series of misfires that eventually settled on something that they thought would work. And it's done a remarkably good job for what, from where it started, and considering the number of parties that it had, and considering its origins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not we actually need a formal or even a hybrid internet structure, well, we're moving into a new era in the internet of web-based communications. And in this era, there's going to be a very active commerce. In fact, commerce might be one of the prime uses of the internet, whether it be the World Wide Web or some other form of the use of the internet. And any place where you have commerce and a lot of money changing hands, you're going to have a means of resolving disputes. And you're going to have a traffic cop, as it were. And especially if you have that amount of money flowing through, I really suspect that the national governments will want to have some control, not only for taxes and revenue gathering, but also for sovereignty issues. And from the moment you allowed money onto the web, some form of formal internet governance is probably going to be necessary, if not inevitable.